Today, we're gonna talk to a guy about the flat earth. He happens to be Jewish. I'll make him address that. When people say flat earthers are dumb, it typically means that they are dumb. Even though I still think it might be a sphere. But all the reasons people think flat earthers are dumb are typically not valid reasons. It's an appeal to authority like NASA, who's been caught lying constantly, just like CNN. Just like CNN. I find it a really helpful and useful exercise to break the habit of calls to authority like NASA, who are liars. And it's surprisingly hard to prove that the world is a sphere. People wanted me to talk to Savanye. Well, he is in the chat, and we made up. We called each other gay. And for young men who don't understand how men used to operate, you get in an argument you make up by calling each other gay. Savanye! Savanye! All right, hi, everybody. This is going to be exciting. There's already 2,100 people here because this is an exciting topic. This topic has drawn me to it for a while, and I will be opening Super Chats today, which are now in the form of letters. Because you can't beat the post office and you can't beat the Bears. It's good for you all to be here. I was just in the chat chatting with you guys a little while ago, and the vibe is very nice. I thought the vibe was going to be insane, but the vibe seems cool. I think people are finally starting to understand that we can't trust the authorities, the authority of information anymore. CNN, NASA. You know, science, Charles Darwin. And if it comes down to reestablishing what you believe the shape of the earth is, you should do that. That's what I've been doing. And I'm about to call DIT. I always call him, I always say Dearth, but I know it's not Dearth. It's, I don't want to get it wrong. Dave Weiss. Yes, he's Jewish. We're going to address that. DITRH. He has a very popular podcast on flat earth. Yes, apparently Eric Dubé was a flat earther first, but you know, Dubé is awful at emailing and then he does hit videos. But we called each other gay and now we're fine because that's what men do. And maybe Dubé will jump in on another stream if he learns how to control himself and not do a hit video every time there's an email problem. So one thing I want to just make sure people understand is this is important to do as a muscle. It doesn't matter how you view the shape of the earth. There's going to be people being like, you think the earth is flat? You're so stupid. Ugh. Ironically, you have to be smarter to understand how many problems there are with sphere earth and then keep going. Like, for example, I'm about to call this dude. We're going to talk about it. Like, for me, the reason I still think it may be a sphere is ham radios. You know, the way ham radios work don't seem possible on a flat earth. And I'm giving that as an example right now just to understand how hard it is to prove. Gravity can't be replicated in a lab. The amount of lies NASA has done, the curvature of the earth on water, all this stuff, and the fact that people, everybody is so furious when faced with their own critical thinking skills. They're like, hey, how can you be so stupid? We see pictures of the earth. They're all composites. They're all artist renditions. I've seen artists brag about it. And NASA has been caught lying more than CNN. You think Russia collusion's bad? You got to look into some of NASA stuff. So I'm about to call this dude. It's going to be a great time. I just wanted to thank everybody for ArkhavenComics.com to get the new audiobook. It's just an hour. It's a good way to support the channel outside of the normal ways. And it's just about comedy engineering. So pick that up. $20. It will be available free for subscribers at unauthorized.tv in a few weeks. But if you want to help out the channel and learn about comedy engineering, pick up the Big Bear's book. It's called Feed the Bear. All right, so let's call my buddy Dave, who happens to be... Oh, I'm also working on a new bit. I want to do a bit about how Jews are more just like really high-stakes leprechauns. Because today we're going to talk... Because I took a bunch of questions that I'm going to ask these guys from the Bears. And one person said, what would be the motivation for lying about the shape of the earth? I almost prefer addressing Jewish treachery because there's something funny about it, and they're almost like leprechauns. There's levels of evil that I don't even enjoy thinking about, like the Royal Society, like old British, you know, eugenics, you know, the Huxleys, the Darwins, these people that are like, they're not even funny about it. You know, the Jews, they're easier to see because they seem like they get gleeful joy out of tricking people. They're like, starving baby, bread for thee, now the farm belongs to me. You know, Jews... I'll give them credit in the fact that they always seem like they need to pull off their scam with consent. They're very leprechaun-like, where they're like, well, you signed the paper, and it's like, my son was starving. It was a starving baby. It's like, twiddly-dee. But when you look into the Darwins and the Huxleys and some of these, and that's just another level of these Freemasonic-type secret societies where they literally are just like, come in here, Charles. I burned your favorite teddy bear because I don't want you to be weakened by joy. We will destroy the human race. I can't explain it. They are there's a level of evil that goes way beyond what you normally, because Jews just seem real annoying about it because they always try to make it your fault, where they're like, you shouldn't have had the Federal Reserve if you wanted your nation to preserve. It's like, you did it on Christmas in 1913. It's like, well, you should have paid attention, twiddly-dee. That's why I like to handle them more as leprechauns, where if the deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. Now there's other groups of people that are just, they just despise good. And as much as I'm not one of these people that likes to bash the British Empire, I mean, let's be honest, India is a little bit better under English rule, unless you like all the gang rapes, India. Come on, get yourself together. But there's some of those guys, the Royal Society guys, that are true monsters with such cold and calculated plans. You know, the Huxleys, I'm going to talk to Dave about this, that it's not even as fun to mock and dissect as some of these Jewish characters, because at least they make a spectacle out of it. And it's always like, you know, it's more like how females trick you and attack you, where they're like, well, if you didn't work so much, I wouldn't have had to have sex with your best friend. Huh? Whereas masculine evil and power acquisition is more just like, kill them all, you know? And, although the Jews, I think, have done less damage in the world than some of these other characters, they just seem more annoying because they make you, like, sign a contract. Hey, buddy, talking flat earth with my buds. Where's mama? You want to hang with dada? Well, I'm talking to a few thousand people right now. You can jump on the trampoline if you want. Where's mama at? It's all right. We're going to talk about that. Do you think the earth looks flat or round? How do you think the earth looks? What does it look like? Does it feel like it's moving? All right. I'm going to call Dave. Give me one second here. Hey, buddy. Hi. I love you, kid. You're going to go on the trampoline? Okay. Go jump on the trampoline. Don't let out the baby ghost, though. Just go on the trampoline. Such a good kid. So apparently there's not going to be swearing now. He's cool. No, he's fine. He's jumping on the trampoline. You want to say hi to the people? Just say hi to the people. Yeah, of course you. Get over here. This is going to be an exciting one. There's already like 5,000 people here to talk about flat earth. This is the human woman. Look at the baby on her back.
There's Charlie. We're just down in the garden.
The human woman will survive. I love you. Give me a kiss.
Love you.
All right. Have fun.
Me too. Are you sure Walter's okay?
Actually, the springing may annoy people because I have several autists. and Aspergery, especially the flat earth people, they're probably like, the calculations are off on the jumping. We'll do trampoline after, buddy. We'll do trampoline after. I did a lot of trampolining with him today, though, so don't think I'm ignoring the trampolining. I've taught him how to fight a bit. Hey, Walter, what happens when someone goes on you? Do a big kick and then a big knee, right? That's right, buddy. He's legit. He's so legit. Like, I get on him and he, like, double foot kicks off and then flying knee. Listen, I can take the kid. But it's a start, you know? All right, let me call my buddy Dave here. Let me see if everybody's cool in the chat. Hit the Rogan's Up button. Also, unauthorized.tv, please become a subscriber because that starting May 1st, I will be streaming there. I'll still put up videos on YouTube because I have 250-something thousand subscribers, but I'm not into the whole victim thing. Like, oh, no, they censored me again. Please give, like, help me. No, we are building something more stable, and we have – and someone wrote to me that went to unauthorized, and they're like, it felt good. It felt like I was leaving despair. It's a good time. Me and Vox Day are doing that, and we have a lot of good programming on there, so become a member. Also, again, arkhavencomics.com for the new audiobook. I'll be doing several of those. It's a great way to support. And I will be reading Super Chats. All right, let me call my buddy Dave. All right. Give me 1 second. Are we good to go? Hang on a second.
Owen.
Yo, what's up, my friend?
How's my audio, all right?
Yo, your audio is great, dude. It's awesome. Can you hear the goats in the background of my audio?
I can.
Every now and then you just hear like George trying to get to the goats and the goats just want more tits. Hey, love. Hey, Aim. Yo, Aim. Can you grab George? He's not having a very logos night. All right, so we're oh, by the way, thank you so much for that thing you sent me. That was insanely nice. Very
it was thoughtful. Fun, and you're not supposed to lay on top of those crystals. If you have a chest cold, you're stuffed up, you just lay it on your chest. You'll love them.
Okay? I'm probably not going to use the crystals. I'm probably not going to use the crystals just because from past experiences when grown men tell me like to lay on my belly and be careful of the crystals.
That's not what I'm telling you. All right. Give them to your wife. They'll make you gay.
Are they really good for your nostrils or something?
They get rid of headaches. They open up. They kill germs. They're amazing. They'll stop you from getting sick in the winter.
They seriously stop you from getting sick?
Yeah. Like if you have germs in your sinuses, you're about to get a cold or something. You smell it and it disinfects your sinuses, opens up your capillaries, gets rid of a headache. They're amazing. Amazing.
But if you do too much, it opens too much.
It makes you gay.
It makes you gay.
Yeah.
You become full blown. You become a vegan and get way too into yoga. Talking about right. You, Savanye. Just JK.
So the show's not about Savanye. It's about talking about the shape of our world and the lies that are thrown at us.
I love it. And I was just telling people that one of the reasons that I love thinking and talking about the flat earth stuff is because so many people are relying on appeals to authority with NASA when it comes to the shape of the earth, and they haven't even thought about it. I think as a movement and as a mentality, it's very healthy. So when people just call flat earth people like idiots, it's typically because they're like, don't you know our teacher told us it wasn't true? So that's why.
And there's all the proofs, the thousands of proofs, all of them.
I know. It's like how people talk about Trump. When it's like, Trump-Russia collusion. What's the proof? All of it. I mean, every bit of it. It's like, what? They're like, there's so much I can't even start. So what got you into this and what made you think that the world was flat?
You know, so I was doing a podcast at a Stand Up Labs, New York.
Nice.
I was on with Race Wars, you know those guys.
Yeah, of course.
And we did all different conspiracies for 3 years. And in a third year, I started, people started sending me flat earth stuff. I wouldn't watch a 1 minute video. No right. chance. Dumbest yeah. shit in the world. I banned people for life. You stole that from me, by the way. And I banned them without ever looking. And then finally, another researcher said, hey, I think the earth might be flat. And I'm like, are you frigging kidding me? And she sent me some work I started watching stuff. I watched Savanier's 200 Proofs. I watched some other things, and I said, "All right, that's it. I'm debunking this because this is ridiculous."
Yeah.
And I took about 2 weeks looking at everything, and at the end of that 2 weeks, I knew one thing for sure: that we don't live on a spinning ball.
Right. And that something like that happened with the moon landing. This one guy was hired out of Ohio to make a documentary on the moon landing, and he was trying to just make it about the moon landing and totally thought it happened. And in doing that, he debunked the entire thing because no one had even tried to find the telemetry data or anything. So, yeah, and I'm the same way with
I interviewed him on Raw with Jaron. What's Aaron's last name?
I don't know.
Aaron something.
He's a cool dude, though. He seems intense. Didn't he, like, get punched in the face by Buzz Aldrin or something?
You mean are you talking about the guy that tried to get everyone to swear on the Bible or the guy that did, we didn't go to the moon? The guy you're talking about, Aaron.
They all blend together to me. The only person I truly know is Savanier. So what was the most compelling thing about the earth being flat that made you, like, what was the thing that hung your mind, like that your mind wouldn't let go?
That we can see too far. That was the number one thing. You know, we could see there's so many examples across Lake Michigan. We could see the Chicago skyline. And then there's in France, you could see there's a mountain from Alluja, France. You could see it's like 270 miles away. Don't quote me on that number. But when you do the math, you know, there's a group of flat earth researchers that went to Lake Balaton in Hungary and did laser experiments, and they can see it at these ridiculous distances. The mountain is Canigou Mountain in France.
Nice.
You just start watching these things.
Salt flats in Bolivia have another situation like that, right?
Yeah, the salt flats are, there's a bunch of them, and there's just no, you know, 70% of the world is water. There's no curvature on water. Water always lays flat when at rest, and there's just no curvature. No one's ever done any experiment that has detected any motion of the Earth.
Right.
We're not only
That's
spinning, we're orbiting and rocketing, chasing the sun at ridiculous numbers that you can't comprehend.
Yeah, I have a harder time with the Earth being flat than I do with the spinning thing. I don't think we're spinning. Like, for me, that one with the with airplanes and with how many people really think that snipers have to adjust for the turning of the earth, like all these myths. And it doesn't make any sense, but the earth could be flat. I'm just not sold yet, but I one thing that I'm glad you're on here for is how many people think it's like retarded to think the earth's flat and everything they say doesn't make any sense. Do you have any examples of that? Like, what's the top five things that you hear where people are like, then how do you explain this?
How do you explain circumnavigation? You know, I went to Japan and we kept going in the, you know, west, and we ended up back where we came from. How come no one's fallen off the edge?
Right.
The standard things. How do seasons work? You know, seasons don't work on a ball. They work on a flat earth.
Seasons freak me out a little bit, though. Seasons seem like I don't understand that on a flat earth. There's a lot of the mechanics that could work on a flat earth, but I don't think this is the right medium for us to work that out. We need like a whiteboard and somebody with Asperger syndrome, but like, a lot of those ones, like, okay. One thing that got me going was, people are like, well, the edge of Antarctica is not big enough to be the ice edge. But if you add that to the edge of the Arctic, it is. It's like it's almost the exact same distance as the equator, oddly. And we never fly over Antarctica. See, this is the thing. Either the Earth legitimately is not a sphere, or something insane is going on in Antarctica, because we're not allowed any pictures of Antarctica. We can't fly over Antarctica. It's the only place in the world where there's like every nation has come together to like not fight about it, and no one allows anyone on it.
So, we're told that Antarctica is a continent at the bottom of the globe, right?
Right.
And Captain Cook circumnavigated Antarctica. It took him, I think, 3.5 years or something. He clocked over 60,000 miles, and it doesn't make any sense on a on a sphere. It works on a flat Earth. Let's talk about circumnavigation real quick, because that's easy to understand, and it gets rid of people's misunderstanding. So things fall into three baskets. Today we're going to talk about, no matter what we talk about, it goes into works on a ball Earth, works on a flat Earth, or it can work on both.
Before we keep going, though, how do people know that they can trust you, seeing as you are Jewish?
You know more about Judaism than I do, okay? I was born, I had no choice, and I studied it less than you have. So
you're not Talmudically tricking.
I know nothing about the Jewish religion.
Carry on, my friend.
All right, so when you go east and west are circles around the magnetic pole, whether it's the axis of a ball or the center of the flat Earth. It's the magnetic center. You hold your compass out, and the compass will point towards the north, right? So if the north is that way, and I want to go west, I'm going to go west. But as I go, I have to stay equidistant from that North Pole magnet. So west on a ball Earth or a flat Earth is a circle.
Right. Right, right, right. No,
and east is a circle.
I see that completely. That one never got me. The whole I go around the Earth. It's like that makes total sense on dome Earth or just not sphere Earth to me. That one never got me. So,
well, it only makes sense because billions of people have circumnavigated the Earth east or west. Nobody's done it south.
No one ever does it north south. And why does no one talk about that?
Here's where you get confused. So, see, there's a circle map behind me, but if you go north, which is towards the center, you can go over the north and go to the other side of the world.
Right.
So you go north, and then as soon as you pass the center, you're now going south. But if you keep going in any direction, it becomes south. If you point your compass west, then put your compass down and head in a straight line, you're heading south.
Dude, no one's ever went around the Earth over Antarctica ever. I don't want the Earth to be flat because it just messes with my mind too much. It's not a big deal if it is. Like, honestly, there's a lot more problems in the world. But, like, I was even following pilots that always are flying around Antarctica to see what they see on Instagram. And there's always, like, the ocean right there. No one's ever, like, 500 miles deep in Antarctica just flying around. You never see that. And there's
the people that Colin O'Brady, who recently supposedly crossed Antarctica. If you look at where he actually went, he just went across the edge. He went from like here to here. And he also claimed that he used a compass mostly when compasses do not work in Antarctica. So he's just lying. And to prove that he's a shill, he did an interview on Rogan right afterwards.
Right. And they're always cross-country skiing too. And as a cross-country skier, I don't know. I'm not buying it. It's just
that little guy. Sorry to interrupt. That little guy pulled like a 500-pound sled uphill in Antarctica by himself while doing cinematic shots of him walking down a path. You know, then he had to go back and get the camera and everything. It's complete and utter nonsense.
Total puff piece. And also, to me, what always blows my mind about it, which is why I smell some BS going on with the current model, is no one. People are terrified to be curious. You ever notice that? Where it's like they can't, when I'm like, well, why don't planes ever fly over Antarctica? They're like, you're such a fucking moron.
Right.
Like, that's a good question. How is that not a good question? Or like how satellites never break with space junk.
Like they'll claim that planes don't go over Antarctica because there's no close place to pick you up if there's a crash.
Which is total nonsense.
Which is nonsense.
Yeah.
But I was saying before, you can go over the middle, which is over the north, then no one ever goes over the center, the actual North Pole, but you can cut across the center of a circle. You just can't cut across the outside of the circle. When people say, you know, Antarctica, it's an ice wall, it's not like the Game of Thrones. It's the shoreline that surrounds the world ocean. Antarctica is the highest land on Earth. It is the basin of our world ocean. Whoa. You know, it is the outer edge. And what's beyond there, we don't know. We're not allowed to go there.
Do you think anyone knows? Because like I've seen
yes.
Because some of these the weirdest thing is like John Kerry and Hitler and all these people will take these bizarre trips to Antarctica or the North Pole or like Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, like bizarre political figures will just go there and no one talks about it. And I just want to know, because Kennedy, I really believed in the space program. Like when he was all jacked up on meth after a couple Maryland HJs, he was like, we will get to Venus. We're crushing. Everyone's crushing. I think he was the first guy that got to the point where he was like, what the fuck is all this? And then miraculously someone blew his head off in a moving car.
Just random shot. I don't know. I'd like to think that he didn't know, but I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not him. I'm not.
I definitely don't think he knew. I think that he was genuinely thought that we were going to get to the moon and get to Venus. And I think that's why the deception started becoming so widespread, is because people were paying their taxes, like their taxes went up. Pride. We think the Russians are really going to get there with all their lies. And meanwhile, we have no idea that they're also lying. You know, means motive opportunity is all right there, you know? And when you find out that Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye are both just actors, like they used to, Neil deGrasse Tyson used to go to the Comedy Store and just like drink, be like, hey, the universe. And Bill Nye has a lower science degree than my wife, who's a homemaker. You know, he has an engineering degree in airplanes, and yet everyone's like, well, Bill Nye says this shit. It's nonsense.
It's utter nonsense. They don't say anything. You know, the Earth is an oblate pear, right? Well, that negates everything else. You know, measurement of sun rays, and none of it makes any sense.
Yeah, and Rogan softballed the hell out of Tyson, like with the moon landing stuff. That was when I first started getting a tingle that Rogan was up to something, because those questions, none of the big ones, he was going down the road of all the ones that sound retarded, and Tyson was just like, every speck of dust can be measured. Okay, I got to ask you some ones, though, that I have a hard time with. And I know you may not have the answers, but it's just fun to talk about. For me, ham radio seems very sphere Earth, where, you know, you have different types. I wrote down some stuff. You got the ground waves, sky waves, direct waves. And a lot of them require bouncing off the ionosphere. And the thing, if you're... One thing I think Flat Earth is lacking tremendously is a map, like a cohesive map that everyone kind of agrees on.
So is the globe.
Yeah, I mean, the globe could be a full-blown lie. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that
it depends on which map you look at. The globe maps are all different. The continents are all different sizes. Iceland is so different. I think Google Earth and Google Maps uses two different globes.
You got to be better than those guys, though, if you want to change the hearts and minds. You know, it's like, because if you're doing ham radio, the degrees will be off based on the current. But do you guys have like a current map, or are they all different?
Well, the map that I like to go by, and I don't think it's perfect, is the AEE map, which is that map right there. And, you know, I have an app. I don't know if you saw it. And where basically it shows the sun going around the Earth, and wherever the sun is, call somebody up there and ask them what time it is, and they'll say it's noon. Okay, so there's something right about this map, because the sun goes around every 24 hours, and wherever it is, it's noon.
Right. What about but with ham radio, you can go the short way. Like if you're in Sacramento and you're calling a fella in Florida, you know, you can go the short way or the long way. And I think they've done experiments. And by the way, I'm not knocking you right now. It took me a long time to find things that seem pretty hard to disprove about certain sphere stuff, where it's the right amount of time it takes for the light and the radio wave to go around the Earth the other direction as it would be that direction. Like you can go the short distance with ham radio versus the long distance.
Right.
Do you know about what that – do you have an answer for that, or –
I do have some, and I've talked with people that are ham radio people. So supposedly on the ball, the Earth, the signal goes up, bounces off the ionosphere, then comes down, skims off the Earth, and then keeps ricocheting around. Okay, that's the story that we're told. Well, for one, when it hits the Earth, it would just soak into the Earth. The Earth would not reflect those radio beams. That's what I'm told. Makes sense to me. But switch it to a flat Earth. we still have whatever that ionosphere is, whether it's the dome, whether it's a charged layer, it could still be there and you could ricochet off it. But on a flat Earth, you don't need to because it's a straight shot. So depending on how much interference is there, you know, the sun and the moon on the flat Earth are electric and magnetic in nature, for lack of better words. And they charge up the ionosphere, which inhibits the transmitting of waves somewhat. So there's certain times of day where ham radio works better. And I think it can go farther at night.
Yeah.
And it really makes more sense on a flat Earth. On a flat Earth, you know, on a clear, visible day, you know, without too much electrical interference, you can, you know, WNBC out of New York would go to Bermuda. And that doesn't make any sense on a ball Earth, unless you say that it's ricocheting up and down, which is complete nonsense. I've never believed that.
Yeah.
This is one that I say goes into both baskets, can work on a fictional.
Oh yeah, I cut you off about the baskets. Finish your basket thought. I did a Jew joke. Finish the basket. My bad.
The basket is whatever we talk about. It could either go into that works on a flat Earth, only on a flat Earth. Or that works only on a ball Earth, or hey, that works on both. Circumnavigation east and west works on both.
It does.
Circumnavigation south only works on a flat Earth.
Yep.
What you'll find out at the end of this conversation, absolutely nothing ends in that middle basket, which is the ball Earth only basket. Nothing falls into there.
And my expertise is not in some of these technical fields. Like some pilots I know think the Earth is flat. One pilot wrote to me to ask you about direct communication, why sometimes if you go too low, they have a hard time communicating because of the perceived curve of the Earth versus higher. Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, so that gets into perspective and angles of attack. You know, when you're looking or sending a radio wave, the farther out it goes, the angle of attack gets less and less and less and less. Like let's just say you're in a long, long hallway, you're in one of those long hotels in Vegas. You laying down on the floor, you have a camera down on the floor, and somebody's walking down the hallway, their feet are going to disappear before they get to the end of that hallway because of the angle of attack. And it's the same thing with radio waves too. So as they're going, so people say, when the sun sets and I went up higher and I saw the sun again, I saw it set again, that proves the ball Earth. No, it doesn't. It just proves that you've raised your angle and you now have a better perspective and you've increased the viewing angle of whatever it is you're looking at.
Right.
But this gets a little complicated and I'll just give you the brief explanation. Looking at something from a terrestrial point of view, looking at something else that is on the ground, a terrestrial object, that's going to shrink and when its size gets too small for your eye to resolve, the angular resolution limits of your eye make it disappear. But if a terrestrial viewer looking at a celestial object like the sun or the moon, as it goes away, it's going to drop down and it's going to get eclipsed by the atmospheric layer in between. So that if you're looking down, I could look down Long Island Sound here, and about 25 miles away, the clouds look like they're touching the horizon because everything is compressed. Well, the sun is above that. And as the sun goes away, it's going to get eclipsed behind that cloud deck, which looks like the horizon, but it's not. So I want to say this at the beginning. If I told you that I went to 7 years of medical school and then I realized allopathic medicine was nonsense, I wanted nothing part of it, and I quit and I threw away hundreds of thousands of dollars of education and I became a salesman instead. You could choose to believe that and your day's done. You can go do whatever you want. You got the rest of the day free. Or you can say, all right, he said he lives on the East Coast. Figure out where I live, who I am, what school I went to. Spend a couple of days researching and find out that story is nonsense and it's fake. So belief is easy. Belief is the enemy of knowing, as Crow 777 says. But the truth takes time. You have to actually, oh, that sounds good. Owen told me that. I like it. Let me verify it. And you have to verify. So if you want to learn about how perspective works, there's a video that was just put out on the Jaronism channel. Someone tell me the name, but it's about perspective. It's a couple days old, and it's a long video. It's like 2 hours, but it will explain how things disappear due to perspective and how there's the vanishing point and how things disappear from the bottom up. But when you watch it, it's not a theory. It's science. It's real science.
Right.
And then you'll understand it. But we're never taught these things in school.
What do you think is the best argument for flat Earth and the thing that's most obviously nonsense for globe Earth? Like, if you just had 5 minutes to tell someone something that's just nose on your face obvious, what would that be?
As I said before, we can see too far. High pressure next to a vacuum. Never, he can't have it, you know. But we're supposedly in this pressurized atmosphere next to the vacuum of space. So maybe we do live on a globe, but there's a dome surrounding the globe, which is more nonsense. But you can't have high pressure next to low pressure without a physical barrier.
Well, so I've can't looked into that one. Someone said that gravity counteracts it, and it's so sparse that the atoms are so sparse way up there that gravity neutralizes it, so they're just kind of floating.
Yeah, that's silly. If gravity is holding hundred trillion pound oceans to the ground,
right? It holds the moon.
What's that?
It's holding the moon in orbit, but like one atom of air. It's like, no way.
Yeah, wait. The gravity is holding the moon in orbit, right? So the moon's falling around the Earth in perfect timing for eons after eons, but the Earth is falling around the sun because the sun is holding onto the Earth, but it never grabs the moon because it's not allowed to touch the moon. The Earth has the rights on holding the moon. It's utter nonsense.
I got one more skeptic question, and then let's talk about like the history of this, why this could happen, what people got out of it. All right. Someone had a good question. They said, why does the moon wax in different directions on the northern hemisphere versus the southern hemisphere?
It's very simple because here's my phone. Okay. Yep. So this is where the camera is, and I'm going to hold it like this. Okay. Yep. And you're looking at the moon, which side, where's the camera, closer to you or closer to me?
I already got confused with the analogy.
Closer to you. You see it. So basically, I'll give a better example. You put a smiley face on the ceiling. Right. Okay. I'm on one side, you're on the other side. I'm on the inside, so I'm in the north. You're on the other side of the room. You're in the south, okay, across the plane. One of us is going to see it upside down. It's that simple.
I think I get that one, but not quite. See, some of these, though, there's a deficiency of being able to think it, to picture it in your head. That's why some of these questions, I don't think we can work through with words as well as like a whiteboard or something else, because I still don't see it in my head. I'm just being honest, but that doesn't mean you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't understand.
Well, a lot of these things are demonstrated in videos. People take the time to put the video together so people can visualize things, and there's tons of videos out there. YouTube is now hiding them. They're hiding flat Earth,
right?
That tells you something.
That's so weird that they're doing that.
So the trolls will say, oh, where did you get your information from? YouTube? And I say, show me anything that's not on YouTube. Because YouTube is like life. It has everything. You know, it has nonsense and reality.
And a lot of people are starting to realize that the people they thought were the authority figures are nonstop lying and hate them. You know, like CNN, you can't have credibility. You can't think that that's a news source anymore. NASA has been caught in so many deceptions and lies that you can't be like, where's the picture of the Earth from NASA? When you have an artist bragging about Photoshopping it, you know, it's like that. The thing that hits me is that people are breaking from that ridiculous appeal to authority where it's like, well, this doctor says my 3-year-old's trans, so what can I do? It's like, no, you have to think it through yourself. And I'm not capable of getting to the bottom of globe and flat Earth. I'm getting there. I enjoy thinking about this, but we have a right to think about this, and it doesn't make you stupid. And when you understand Darwin and Huxley and these people that came from these elite families that were intentionally trying to keep us as cattle and destroy the human race in a lot of ways, you realize that evolution being taught to us in school is insane. And then why would we believe in the astronomy of it? You know, it sounds almost intentionally full of despair. We're falling into an endless vacuum for no, like, just in a never expanding death explosion. It's just, that's, how do people think that that's, you can't try and work through that?
Yeah. Oh, and there's so much to respond to there. You know, coming from your Christian background, it flat earth makes so much sense. Besides the Bible being a flat earth book, you know, I never lead with the Bible. I try to look at the science. And right. then the end, I'll say, and it's in the Bible. And I'm not the person to ask about the Bible. My co-host, Matt Long, on the Flat Earth podcast, he comes from the Bible side. So we have a great discussion there. So if you don't know who you are or where you are or what you are, and you think that you're an insignificant speck where you're going to be nuked by North Korea any moment, and all of this fear and insignificance, you give away your power. That's
Bro,
what this
that's
is all about.
The motive. That's what people don't get about some of these things when they're like, why would people do this? Like, I used to be for gay marriage because I didn't understand the motive. I didn't understand that it was capable for people to do all of that just to destroy the word marriage and to do that as a political move. I'm like, well, why wouldn't people just have the right to like make decisions on their deathbed? And all these gay guys seem into it. I mean, and like at the time, my false libertarian beliefs were like, yeah, people are left alone. It's great. And then later you realize that a lot of those activists despise gay people and they had those rights. And it literally was to destroy the word marriage and then make like 100 genders and shit. Like, people don't understand that, like, Darwin and Huxley and a lot of these people, they've written like in books that the goal was to kill God and control the world. An evolution to make a human being think that they came from pond scum when there's no evidence, there's no in-between species. And then to also make it seem like we're an insignificant speck, you know, and Huxley is the reason people believe Darwin, and Huxley's grandson wrote A Brave New World, which is more programming to a world that you don't matter and you're a slave to your own sins, basically. And Darwin came from one of the richest families in the history of England. And this is by design for control. And so when people are like, why would someone lie about that? It's like, because evil wants the same thing they've wanted for thousands of years, to control every human on the planet. And what's right. better to make you think that there's more planets than all the sand and all the beaches? It'd be like, you want to show me that math, motherfucker? Or are you just trying to kill the human soul? And that was by design. You know, if you research these people, they were like, we must kill God in order to enslave people. And then they started eugenics and all this shit. It's insane.
Oh, and when I first started looking to Flat Earth and I realized that we don't live on a spinning ball, I didn't want to mention it on the podcast. I'm like, this is going to discredit all of the work I've done exposing all of these other things. But then after a while, I realized there's no friggin' way we live on a spinning ball. I got to start talking about this. And the podcast blew up. The comedian Mike Cannon, who was a co-host, couldn't handle it. And that's when we started, after that, I started the Flat Earth podcast.
Yeah, there's no playing ball. There's no way to be like, well, if I say this, I won't be accepted. I learned that a long time ago, and I've always naturally not been capable of that. It's like, people will accept if you're wrong, if you're not a liar. If you're not manipulating for your own gain, like in a year, you could be like, yeah, it turns out it's a globe. And people would be like, I respect your commitment to truth. So it's like right. when people are like, I don't want to say what I believe because then I won't be invited to the parties. It's like, I'm pretty sure that was the beginning of every atrocity.
You know, I wanted to say this earlier. When I first started listening to you, you were just, you know, you were going off on NASA, and then you did your the first video. One of the first videos I made of your clips was, I called it, I don't want to be a flat earth person. And it's literally my go-to video to make me laugh. It's the funniest thing ever. Nobody wants to be a flat earther. People go, you just want to feel special. You know, the Dunning-Kruger effect. You think you know more than you know. And that's nonsense. Where did you get your degree? You know, a degree is memorization and regurgitation.
Oh, okay? It's appeal to false authority. Yeah, it's like, this is a Pulitzer Prize winner. It's like, yeah, that's a Russian asset. You know, it's the same thing. And what you're talking about with, I don't want to be a flat earther. It's like, people are so, it's also how people groom children. Like it's a predatory thing where it's like, oh, you want this. Oh, this is secretly what you want. Oh, you're really doing this. You're asking this. You're putting this on yourself. Like when I went against the trans kid thing and lost my agent and stuff, people were like, oh, you want this. You want attention. You want to be seen as this guy. I'm like, I'm doing tree work for 20 an hour. And people are like, yeah, you want that though. It's the same with flat earth. It's like when you say you think the earth might be flat, people look at you like you're a drooling retard. And I'm still not capable of proving to myself that the earth is flat or a globe, but it's not what people think it is. And I don't, and it's like, fuck anybody that's like, you're an idiot. It's because it could be the greatest deception in human history. And the fact evolution, my buddy Vox Day pretty much just disproved it with math, you know, the rate of mutation. And then, you know, biologists will be like, oh, well, there's 50 million instead of 7 million. He's like, it would take a trillion years. They're like, well, apparently then it was 2 trillion. It's just how liars talk. They're all fucking leprechauns.
Right. The numbers that they throw out there, they make the numbers so big that you can't even fathom what they are.
Exactly.
So the closest star, I think, is 25 trillion miles away, right? And so people go, oh, trillion. You know how much a trillion is? A trillion seconds is 31,000 years.
Right.
Okay? And so this is like 25 trillion miles away. So if you can go 25 miles every second, it's going to take you 31,000 years to get there. Right. Or whatever. I'm doing the math wrong, but it's insane.
And people are making current cartography errors on our current globe. You know, that's another reason I know they're full of shit. You know, everybody's like, we must terraform Mars. It's like, what about Greenland? You know how much easier it is to terraform Greenland? You already have an atmosphere.
Well, where Mars is right now.
Right. It's like the whole thing is to avoid, is just to keep people doing this. Whoa, that's crazy.
Can I give you I'll draw a little picture on how they tell us stars? You know, we're told that there's trillions of other suns just like our sun out there in the universe. Okay.
Right.
So we're the model that we're shown, the Earth is one of those big gym balls, you know, those big yoga balls, and that's the Earth, that's the sun, and the Earth is a pebble next to it, right?
Right, right.
Okay, that's the scale. So if that ball was, if the sun was just like a mile, oh, you're going to make a joke. If the sun was just like just over your head, it would fill the entire sky. If it was a mile over your head, it would fill the whole sky, right? So now we're going to move it 93 million miles away, and it goes from filling the entire sky to the size of a dime held at arm's length, just like we see the sun now, okay? Yeah. If I doubled that distance, do you think you could see the sun? Or if I eight times the distance, eight times farther from everything, the entire sky to the size of a dime, if I made it eight times farther, do you think you could see it?
No.
That's a light hour.
I know. It's such bullshit. And when you frame it like that, you realize that they're such dicks. They're like, not only is your sun not special, and there's zillions of them, it's just a real basic. It's not even going to be a red giant or a white dwarf. It's just a totally average, just piece of shit of a sun. It's insane. And when people are like, oh, that's 100 million light years away. It's like, well, if the sun is 8 light minutes away, and that's 100 million light years away, how the fuck can we see that? And they're like, you're an idiot. It's like,
how about this? Check out the moon. And next time the moon is in the sky at night and it's a good sized moon, it's bright. It casts shadows on it. Casts your shadow on the ground, right? How bright does that moon have to be for us to see it this bright? Because if you look at the inverse square law, every time you half the distance, it's got to be 4 times brighter. Okay. So even if you said it's 1 lumen lit, but if you kept halving the distance, it's like the number is so ridiculous that it would become a sun. It would be so bright. It makes no sense. You know, the astronauts up there, it's a dirty, dusty ball. They're using film that's not getting overexposed.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But that light can travel 238,000 miles and we can read by it at night. Nonsense.
Dude, it's like when I was first looking into NASA saying that we had a live broadcast from the moon, you know, with the Apollo missions, it takes millions of watts to go 1,000 miles. let alone 2.4 light seconds. Was it 240,000 miles or something? It's such bullshit. And that how light is both a particle and a wave. And they had to add particle because they were throwing in this whole vacuum thing because a wave can't operate in a vacuum. And we can't recreate the vacuum of space on Earth. And NASA astronauts train in a highly pressurized water environment, which is the exact opposite of a vacuum. And people are like, it all chucks out.
Do you know how people are afraid of X-rays and microwaves and, you know, and all of this stuff? Well, we're told that the ionosphere protects us from all the X-rays and gamma rays and cosmic rays, right? Without that, you know, if we don't take care of our environment, you know, we're going to all get cooked from these cosmic rays from space. But radio waves are what you should be scared of because they can come from the moon right to the White House without any interference.
No, it's all nonsense. But, like, the fact that it's nonsense doesn't sell me that the Earth is necessarily flat. Just putting that out there. It makes me know that what they taught me is totally ridiculous. And I studied it to a ridiculous degree. I was obsessed with pulsars and you know, how a black hole, you know, 186,000 miles a second, escape velocity is higher than that. That's why it's black and there's spaghettification around it and wormholes. I was fascinated by it. It's all science fiction. It's all Huxley bullshit. Huxley was a pedophile who had to move to Sri Lanka to avoid charges. And he was the grandson of Darwin's Huxley. And then the brother basically started massive eugenics. The whole plan is to kill off the weak and be in control of everyone. And we're like, oh no, but we trust these guys. We're all descended from pond scum and we're in an endless fall through an eternal blackness. And we're the crazy guys. But people are waking the fuck up right now. There's 7,000 people watching right now.
Owen, the reason that you are not, and you and many people are not ready
Arthur
to say
Arthur C. Clarke, by the way. I messed up. It was Arthur C. Clarke that was a pedophile, but I also read that Huxley was also one. But go on.
They're all pedophiles.
Legit. That's how they do control. It's like mind control shit with kids. All right, go on.
We are programmed from birth that everything's, you know, globes in school, globes in movies, globes in TV. It's just everywhere because it is the great deception. It is what I believe is the great deception because it is the one thing, their biggest lie to keep us under control. Because if everybody woke up tomorrow and realized that the Earth was flat, they'd all also have to realize there's a creator.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's the whole reason. That's the whole point. It's to kill God. Like the rulers had to do that in order to take control. When people realize that it isn't an endless, insignificant, constant falling through black, you know, endless black, they are way more likely to protect their own children, not fight wars that don't matter. The despair that people feel because of these lies is unbelievable.
Right. And that's why they had to go to the moon to prove that we can land on a ball and walk on a ball. That's it. So now, you know, and you say very well that, you know, it's proven NASA is a liar. So we can't believe anything they say. Well, that means there's no photos of Earth. OK, you know, if the moon is tidally locked where we see the same size all the time, put a camera on the moon facing the Earth. It could film the Earth 24/7. Right?
Yeah.
Corporations can put their logo on it. It would pay for itself, and that would prove everything. We could watch an eclipse from the moon. Okay? Can't do it because it just doesn't exist.
It goes against all human nature. If we could go to the moon four times without any problems, the first go, live TV, no explosions, we take that risk. Everything about it you can disprove. That's one thing that I know for sure. And no corporation has done a commercial there or had a golf championship or, you know, some weird Pepsi challenge on the moon. No one, no private sector, no other country. And the crazy thing is how many people are so beaten down that they're like, don't ask that question. And it's like, why? Because you're scared of facing that we're special, that like this is a beautiful world that isn't spinning through infinite black, you know, and the means motive opportunity is right there. It's like you had to do that. If this Earth, you know, if this Earth has God above us and it isn't an infinite black. Oh, and one other thing I want to talk about, and then I'll let you talk more. I know I'm spiraling a little, but How many people didn't believe it at the time? Tons of people believed the Earth was flat in like the 1930s. It's like, just like this trans kid bullshit and how, you know, there's 90 genders and gay dads are just like any dad. Like, they're making it seem like this has been a consensus forever, and that if generations just let it go, people in the future will be like, oh, for the last 1,000 years, everyone knew that there was a unicorn gender. You can make it so that you erase all dissent. Like with the moon landing, 1 in 3 Americans didn't think we went. 1 in 3. It's like with flat Earth, until the Universal Pictures did that spinning globe, a ton of people did not think the Earth was a ball. They thought that was ridiculous, like a ton of normal people. And now with all the propaganda, they're like, well, for thousands of years, everyone's known. Fuck that. That isn't true.
Right. We found an article from the early 1900s that was about a teacher being persecuted for teaching heliocentrism. Okay, that was in the early 1900s.
Right.
So when people say we've known for – what's that?
Totally, dude. No, go on.
Yeah. When they say we've known for 500 years, you don't know anything. 150 years ago, nobody knows what happened. Nobody knows.
It was illegal to say it was a heliocentric model in a lot of schools in America. Like teaching evolution in schools would get you put in jail. And people are like, well, you're going against thousands of years of science. It's like, I'm going against the last 50 years of psychotic brainwashing that's dialed up to a degree where farmers don't even know how to do it to goats. That's what we're going against. And this whole consensus, it's science consensus with the man-made global warming, with the Russian hoax, the wage gap, Ilian Gonzalez, Ebola, all of it, people, they're now at a pace because it's exponential. It's like it's winding out of control. You know, it's at a pace where they can't control it anymore. It's going so fast that the average person, it's like when, you know, it's like trying to cook crabs, you have to go real slow, or frogs or whatever. The average person is like, this fucking water's boiling. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, it's oh, and you get it, right? What I ask people that say, you know, I still think it's a globe. I say, what's your one proof?
Exactly. That's what I'm the hardest part with. Mine's ham radio, and some guy said seismic shit also. But again, that isn't – I don't know enough about it. My buddy, you know Devin Stack from Black Pill, great dude. We're talking about it. And he was like, as a ham radio guy, he was getting me into ham radio because apparently it only really works on spheres. And I don't know enough about it to really stick it to flat Earth with ham radio. But the amount of shit that it isn't is insanity. You know, a lot of pilots think the fucker's flat, and that's a fact.
Right. There's a podcast called Dome Life by Paul on the Plane, and he does a lot of NASA stuff. But he had a pilot on that was talking where he knew the Earth was flat, and he told a story about how he – I'm probably screwing this up a little bit – but how he talked to other pilots, and they're like, really? What do you mean? And he's trying to convince them. So they – on multiple transatlantic trips, they brought globes on. They're tracking themselves, and it took the pilots about a year to go, okay – it's not a globe. It's flat. I mean, everything about an airplane is flying over the Earth plane. You know, if you look at flight routes from Santiago, Chile, it goes all the way up to the United States, across the United States, and then back down to the south rather than cutting across. But watch that on a flat map. Every line is a straight line.
Dude.
Every line is a straight line.
They're navigation things based on a flat Earth. It's like – and I saw this in comedy when I'm like – hey, guys, how about the fact comedians aren't even intending to be funny anymore? That bitch is talking about being raped. That Australian chick on Netflix, when she's like, I'm not here to do comedy. I'm here to talk about rape. And everyone's like, ah. I'm like, I'm watching comedians being like, does no one want to talk about how we can't make fun of Jews or Muslims or gays or, you know, what is this? This isn't comedy. This is political programming. And people are just... they're so horrified by the reality of that they just took the money and kept cranking out their Netflix special until the entire world is like, this isn't funny. And it's similar to like what your pilot story, where it's like, there's a huge pushback to any of this stuff where it's like, please, man, not another fucking thing. I'm just getting over not trusting CNN, you know?
All of the flight routes and navigation for planes is controlled by NASA. So all of the international flight routes are run by a division of NASA. In the flight manual from NASA and federal area FAA, it says to treat the Earth as a flat, non-rotating plane.
Right, right.
Okay? In their calculation, flat, non-rotating plane. What does that tell you?
Dude, just the spinning of the Earth when you're going east to west or west to east, if it's going 1,000 miles an hour and you're in a 300-mile-per-hour plane and you're in part of the atmosphere that apparently is so thin it doesn't get sucked out of an infinite vacuum, how the fuck does that not affect your flight map? And people are like, Coriolis effect with snipers. I'm like, I know snipers that have killed 50 fucking people, and they'll tell you straight up there's no Coriolis effect with the bullet. That's bullshit.
You know, if they shoot and it's a little left, they just aim a little to the right. It has nothing to do with Coriolis.
No,
they're a little
it's
left,
about their scope.
Move
it's
to
about,
the right.
It's about how many yards you – it's bullshit.
Yeah. So just think about this. You know, the baller explanation for airplanes, an airplane sitting on a runway at the equator is traveling 1,000 miles per hour before it even starts moving. So whether it's going east or west, it takes that momentum and flies, and it has its 500 miles an hour land speed. So it's either going 1,500 miles an hour or negative 500 miles an hour, but its land speed is 500 miles an hour. What about an airplane that takes off from northern Alaska where its land speed is only like 200 miles an hour because it's so close to the center of rotation, flies to the equator? How does it make up that 700-800 miles per hour?
None of it makes sense. Also, when you're on a moving walkway next time you're in the airport, run and jump and see how long that momentum carries. You know, you're like, well, I'm going extra fast, weebie, and then you just fall down. It doesn't last. There's so much friction against movement that, like, let's say you take off just from the center and you're just going northwest. You don't get 1,000 miles in one vector, 1,000 miles an hour in that vector. It's now you're fighting that. What is your airplane just start spinning? Because part of the reason that people have a hard time even thinking about this stuff is how many people that in their mind they're like, that teacher lied, that movie lied, that parent lied. It's not, though. It's not that everyone's lying. It's these mass deceptions, you know?
The ones that can memorize and regurgitate the best become the teachers.
Exactly. And that's why when people are like, well, 20,000 people would have to be in on the moon landing. It's like, no, you hire based on people that do one thing. You keep the plan completely isolated, and only like 8 dudes know that are all like 33-degree Freemasons or some weird shit. It's nutty. And it's like when you realize that when people are so scared, especially Christians, they're so scared that the Earth may not be a spinning ball in an infinite vacuum. It's like, are you scared to be closer to God? Like, that makes so much more sense when you look at your child laugh or like the beauty of the world. It lines up so much more with how beautiful the world is than the actual the despair of these sick fuckers. When you look at the lives of a lot of these scientists, they're fucking horrible. Like, Einstein abandoned his kids, just was a thief, and everyone's like, well, here's the authority. He was a thief and a liar and an abandoner, and he was unfaithful, and he also was he banged his cousin.
There's a book about Einstein that like a couple hundred scientists wrote back in the day about how Einstein is wrong and a liar. It's an amazing book. I'll try to – someone will text me the name of it in a minute. But for the Christians that are scared to look at flat Earth, once you see what the Bible is, you're going to be wondering how you never saw that the Earth was flat. There's so many pastors that are waking up to flat Earth. It's unbelievable. People go, oh, flat Earth is a religious movement. No, it's not. There's just a lot of Christians in flat Earth. There's a lot of Christians everywhere.
Yeah, Psalm 19:1. It's like the funniest thing is what's his name? Yeah, the religious movement was called Christianity. Psalm 19:1. What was that guy's name that put it on his tombstone?
Werner von Braun, the head of the Nazi scientists who was put as the head of NASA.
The head of NASA put the part of the Bible that said we're living under a firmament on his tombstone. And people are like, right, that checks out. Well, was it a Lutheran Bible? Because the word – and listen, I'm not even a big flat earth guy. I don't know. I don't have the expertise. But the amount of shit that doesn't make any sense – I'm a globe skeptic. I'll put it that way. I am
a good way to start, but the preponderance of evidence just keeps on building. Nothing lands in that middle basket. And one day you wake up and you're like, you know, gun to my head, Earth is flat.
Well, yeah, but I recently was wrong about a Mandela thing with if you build it, they will come versus he will come. And I rewatched the movie and he does match the plot, even though the other in a stream, I was like, it was day. People are fucking with the world. And so some of my gun shyness isn't because I'm lukewarm or I play the middle. I understand how much my ability to – I have a healthy skepticism of my own ability to think sometimes. And I – for something this big, it would I'm giving myself a lot of time and a lot of ability to have conversations like this before I make any statements. Even though, like, NASA's full of shit, we didn't go to the moon. That's obvious. But everything else – I mean – have you ever had the feeling where you're like, my brain may not be capable because of all the fucking brainwashing?
I've done more research into this over the last 4 years than everything else combined ever. Because in any of my spare time, you know, outside of my business life, I love researching flat Earth. I love it. And researching other things that relate to flat Earth. Which everything does, you know, from health to, you know, your streams, just being real, being a real person and breaking the programming. Because, you know, once you see flat Earth, you see everything else too. Your eyes open to all of the deceptions.
Well, for me, the moon landing was a big one for that. Once you start seeing a few of them, that's why people freak out so bad. Or like when I can make fun of Jews, because then people can see that I don't actually hate them and I can actually see how a lot of these cycles work and how everyone's hands in the honey jar. And that's what the people are the most worried about is like, oh, if he can break that programming, he'll break the next one and the next one. And then eventually, you know, it gets someplace crazy. I just don't know where all this would go. Cause like, who's responsible? Tell me some shit that you've found in the research. So let's say hypothetically, this is true. Who set this in motion historically and how did this all work and what was their main plan?
The who, you know, that's not something that I can speak to really well, but the Jesuits are highly involved from the beginning. You know, Rome didn't burn, didn't die. It just moved across the street into the Vatican. Right. And, you know, those are, as far as I know, I mean, it goes deeper than that. There's these secret societies, but the Jesuits seem to run it all. I don't know a lot about them. It's not something I like the nuts and bolts of flat Earth. You know, if you go to my channel, the DITRA channel, my videos are for the people that don't believe in flat Earth. They're 5-minute videos, 3-minute videos. They're just little pieces of crack, I say, that make you want a bigger hit and we'll watch something longer. The Christians out there, I wanted to say this before is there's a live stream, 24/7 live stream, Celebrate Truth. It's all Christian points that are in the Bible. It's all Christian stuff about flat Earth. It's fascinating. Check it out sometime.
I just don't get why people are scared to think about things like that. Like what truly would happen? It's so much less. Let's say it's totally sphere and me and you are totally retarded and we're wrong. It's like, who dies? It's not like fucking some of these lies that they perpetuate that start wars and famines and collapses of economies. You know, who dies? Like who starves? Who gets raped? You know, like a lot of these things that they're pushing physically hurt people. You know, like people are more scared to talk about flat Earth than they are like, you know, the next war. Like, should we go to war with Iran? Is Syria's gas attack real or not? People are like, we'll talk about that. It's like that could kill people. This is just like, oh, maybe your pilot knows something you don't. It's not a fucking big deal. People, I think it's because subconsciously people know it's not. It can't be spinning 1,000 miles an hour.
That's faster than the speed of sound. Think about that.
Gee, are you serious? That would be a never-ending sonic boom. I never even thought about that.
Every speed of sound is like 700 miles an hour, give or take.
Dude, you remind me a lot of my buddies from home. You remind me of like my Westchester friends.
Very close to Westchester. I could walk there probably.
Yeah,
pretty
it's
much.
That delivery. If my brother's best friend has the same verbal delivery, it's like, yeah, I mean, everything would be
you
a
mean
sonic
that
boom.
Lispy New York Jew sound?
Literally, yeah. Non-religious, lispy New York Jew. That's like half my brother's friends. Like, but I'm telling you, man, if you keep weed in the freezer, it doesn't go bad. It's just, it's hilarious. All right, what else do you want to tell the people? I'm going to land this plane because I don't want to do one of my crazy three-hour streams tonight. I want it a little more compact.
So here's the thing. If you're new to Flat Earth just today and you believe the Earth is flat because of this stream, you're a little bit too trusting. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you're too trusting.
Dude,
you need
I'm
to take the time.
Yeah,
not you. I'm talking about
no,
the
but
bears.
I am. That's one of my biggest problems. I used to underestimate evil and have no idea that people would do anything that wasn't just awesome. It's like, what's the fucking point?
Oh, and that's what I always say. I say the biggest problem in this world is we're all good people and we trust too much. And they're trying to program us not to trust. I don't want to, you know, someone burns me. That's their problem. I'm not going to live my life thinking that everyone's going to burn me.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not afraid of anything. You know, you said it the other day. You know, someone said you were crumbling. You said you're crumbling upwards, you know, right, or spiraling right. upwards. Right. Great line. Awesome. And you know, are you afraid of 5G? If you're afraid of everything and don't do anything, you're going to just end up in your mother's basement whacking off, as you say.
Yeah, it's right. Like they're selling the fear. Like what you realize that they're selling despair and fear. That's the whole fucking point. And every market has a different one, whether it's global warming or Trump or 5G or, you know, the third temple in Israel or like every – like people get to a point where they're just like – I can't do anything. I'm so scared. And that is the point of all this shit.
Yeah. So what I say is take the time to look it up. Now, researching Flat Earth isn't Google Flat Earth, because that's going to bring you to the Flat Earth Society, which is nonsense, government controlled PSYOP,
for sure.
Complete garbage. And then there's a lot of shit videos out there from all sorts of people, and it's going to load you those first. You got to go somewhere where the content has already been organized for you, like the Flat Earth Podcast Facebook page. We upload a lot of videos there, okay? Go there and just go through the video list on that page, and you won't get too far before you really start scratching your head, and all of the questions are answered there. There's other resources too. There's podcasts to listen to, as I mentioned. If you want to hear the Christian stuff, Celebrate Truth YouTube channel. Paul on the Plane does a Faking Space, I think it's called, a series on Faking Space. Unbelievable. It explains how, you know, the Himawari 8 satellite is completely fake. There's just so many things to do, but you just need to find the place, the way to get there. If you want to find even more stuff, there's a website called Stop Look Think. It has some Flat Earth on it and has other conspiracies on it too. Pick and choose what you like. If there's something that you don't like, don't watch it. Okay? Now that's what I don't get. We have these Flat Earth chats and these trolls show up day after day after day. They hate Flat Earth. Like, have you ever hung out where you hate, you know, just gone somewhere and that you hate and just.
No, that's yeah. I get the same shit. It's like, then don't watch me. People are like, man, I watch every one of your videos just to hope to see you cry and fail. I'm like, just find something else. Like, what's the point of that? And I realize that these
you
people.
You said it.
Yeah, go on.
You said it great the other day. You said, if you don't want me to mock you, don't follow me because I'm a fucking comedian.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's like, that's my job. It's like, if you don't want plumbing, don't call me. I'm a plumber. Like, I'm going to fix your toilet.
Yeah. So that's my suggestion is just, you know, if you say, oh my God, all of it makes sense, but I can't get by the lunar eclipses. They make no sense to me. Ask a flat earther how you explain a lunar eclipse. And lunar eclipses prove that it's not the Earth doing it. Right? Here's one. We're told that only a sphere can cast a circular shadow like we see on the moon. And, you know, if the Earth was flat, you would see a slice and, you know, whatever shape it was, it wouldn't work. The truth is, if you have a single source light, the sun, and you use a sphere to shine a shadow on another sphere. As that sphere comes up, it doesn't come up with a perfect curve. It comes up as a long, obtuse angle, like a big oval.
Yeah.
Then it rounds out, and then it exits the same way. The fact that it's a perfect sphere, if it's a shadow, whatever that darkening of the moon is, that proves it's not a ball that's doing it. What will create that exact shadow on a sphere, and I'm not even saying that the moon is a sphere, is a flat, like a book. Take the flat edge of a book, and it'll create that exact shadow we see. I'm not saying that a flat edge is doing it. I'm saying that the darkening of the moon is caused by something else, whether the moon is phasing out,
right,
whether there's another dark object up there. We don't know. We can't go there.
How many people do you think are in on this in government and in controlling elites? And what do you think? Do you think that they would be terrified if more people knew it was BS? Or do you think that they're kind of expecting more people to question this stuff? Like, how do you think this is playing out? Because, see, that's my interest is always people and just how people function with each other. How do you, from your research, have you found who knows about this? Has anyone let anything slip? Why do people, like, what's up with Antarctica? How do we have treaties with countries that we may be going to war with and that treaty stands, but we're still at war? Like, how much of this is total deception?
I think it's all deception. I think most of the wars are deceptions. Yeah, people die in wars because, you know, how many people did George Bush kill? I say zero. He just convinced people to kill each other. And so it's not on him. Like, if I convince you to kill somebody, that's on you. Okay.
Right.
I'm karma free, according to them. So they create all of this false, you know, these fake wars. They're real wars, but they're fake wars based on fake promises. You know, North Korea, they don't have nukes. Kim Jong-un isn't even the leader of that. That doesn't even exist over there. It's all nonsense.
Right, right.
You know, nukes don't exist, right?
Yeah,
people get all defensive.
Of
course nukes exist.
What's your thoughts on nukes existing or not existing? I've heard different opinions on that.
So there's a podcast called Crow 777 Radio. Okay, he look up on YouTube. You can catch the first hour of his show called No Nukes. Just Crow 777 Radio, No Nukes. You listen to that. He breaks down the history, the science, and everything. There's no way to get through that podcast and not realize that nukes are a total joke. They're a hoax.
So what was Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
We were all shown. Hold on. We were all shown that nuclear explosion and the house pulverizing and the trees bending back. That's still on YouTube. Watch it again. It's a miniature model. It's so fake when you look at it with new eyes.
Dude, it's the same thing as the Neverending Story when the nothing is coming. It's like claymation.
Yeah. It's so fake, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you have to take the time to look at the research that other people have done for you. People say, you know, of course you can go to Antarctica. Thousands of people go every year, you know, and there's 25 different companies. Well, those 25 different companies are all owned by one company.
Yep,
you
yep,
get
yep.
a tour of the edge, shown a couple penguins, and they bring you to a pole and tell you it's a South Pole, but it's actually just a pole stuck in the ice. And it isn't the South Pole. But there's a video out there that was made. The channel's gone, but it was made by Taboo Conspiracy called "Sorry, Antarctica is Closed." It's on our Facebook page. It's mirrored on some other channels. But he probably took 1,000 hours of research and condensed it into a 35-minute video showing how it's almost impossible to go check out Antarctica independently.
Yeah, no,
and
I that was the thing that made me like freak out is how controlled Antarctica is, why no planes go over it, why all these countries have treaties in it, why John Kerry will go there randomly. It's nuts. And for all the people out there right now being like, these guys are idiots. Of course there's nukes. Do they not know about Hiroshima and a little something called Nagasaki? Have they not? They're so stupid. They didn't even. There's a level of stupid where people don't understand deception. And it's like, there's such a reason to make people think that there's a super weapon that doesn't exist because it makes every conflict subverted. Where at all times someone's like, well, I got the biggest brother in the world and he has 8 guns and he just got out of jail. And if you guys talk shit, he'll kill all of you. That's obviously a strategy. Whether or not that person exists or not, that's How many people have you ever met that have died from a nuclear bomb? None. How many people have you met that died of despair, heroin, suicide, obesity, cancer? It's like people aren't awake to their own threats. You know, we're having farm animal deaths from ill treatment, not nukes. You know,
right.
I know that shit went down in Japan, but people forget that the firebombings of Tokyo and all that stuff were, we were killing more people before the nukes. I mean,
there was never a time in Japan before, during, or after that people and animals and plants didn't thrive and live in Japan. 3 days after the Nagasaki bomb, Hiroshima Nagasaki bomb, the trains were up running and the businesses were open. Okay, 3 days later, does that sound like a nuclear bomb?
Well, yeah, and a lot of that fear where it's like the whole world will explode. Everything's about the world. You know, it's like if India and Pakistan go to war, if enough nukes explode, everybody will die. It's like, no, bitch, you ain't God. You don't have the power. You human beings do not have the power to destroy everybody. It's just unless we accept this despair, unless we become our own slaves, the whole thing is fighting fear.
Yeah, we do have the power to create an amazing world around us. You're an example of it where you don't let fear take you down. You say, okay, this, I think the dollar is going to collapse. Guess what? I'm going to create an amazing little world for my family. And you're doing it. You're taking what someone would crumble up and in fear and crawl in a ball and cry. You're taking it and spiraling upwards, okay?
Right.
So that's what we all need to do. And people say, well, it's so horrible. There's nothing we can do. Sure, there's something we could do. We could say, I do not consent and do not give them your power and do not fall into their programming and take your power back. And if enough people do that, the psychopaths will flip the table over and try to stop us from going further. But who knows how that'll be?
Yeah, see, I have theories because at first there was a paranoid part of me just from programming that was like, man, I have a lot of followers and I'm saying some stuff that probably is costing people money. Someone might kill me. And then I was like, that just isn't how it works. It seems very leprechaun-y where they want you to be the reason of your own demise. They seem like they have this moral thing, not moral because it's satanic, but it's like you believe abortion is like when a woman has a 30-week abortion, that's feminism or you know, a mother at home with her children is somehow defeat, or that, you know, you can't mock this person, or there's your 3-year-old is trans. It's like they make you eat the poison, or else they kind of just move on. It's almost like a sales job. Evil is like trying to sell you something. It's like buy the car, you get the car, you get free win, gold, man. And if you're like no, they're like. And then they're like, hey, buy the car. You have more control over your own life when you accept that you're special and you were created in love. And the horrors that are programmed into you of these space troopers kicking in your door and doing all that, you're doing it to yourself. It's right out of the Twilight Zone. There was a Twilight Zone about that, where this small community ate itself basically because of a fear of outsiders that didn't exist.
Yeah. Fear and in thinking you're insignificant is how you give away your power. And we are, as you know, we are truly powerful beings that have abilities to manifest whatever it is that we want. And, you know, if you live in a high vibration, you know, of non-fear, fear is a low vibration, you resonate with the world around you and things manifest quicker.
Yeah. And another thing is, it's odd how insignificance breeds narcissism, where it's odd how, you know, you can't manifest like a Porsche and a rocket ship. You know, it's not like the power of, you know, your mind stuff. It literally is like when you realize you matter and you were created in love, you don't become that narcissist. Like a lot of narcissism, a lot of this like self-esteem comes from self-hatred. You know, there was this one study that they tried to bury because it was so contradictory to the narrative, but the highest self-esteem of anyone were inner city gang members. You know, people that were like, I'm the motherfucking man. This is my motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch. You know, the narcissism to just take life and just be the big man, that comes from being broken as fuck. And that when you understand how special you are, you actually can be selfless and serve, which makes you fucking happy.
I love it all.
Sweet, dude. So where can people find you? Let's land this plane. I could talk for hours, obviously, but I want to keep this tighter so that people can listen to it and think about it. And for people that came thinking that there was going to be some bloodbath debate and a lot of cortisol and rage, these are just conversations. This is what Ben Shapiro is trying to sell falsely. Conversation. We're going to have a conversation about a conversation about a conversation. This is actually an idea that you may not have ever had access to. And it's fucking interesting.
It's as you said, it's a puzzle, and I love puzzles, and it's an amazing one that affects every person, every day, everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. You can find me at theflatearthpodcast.com. It's on iTunes. It's on any podcast player you can get it, The Flat Earth Podcast. And I made an app that shows you where you are on the earth. So I don't know if you can see this.
Everyone said they couldn't see it last time. That's hysterical, dude.
And you can do a little time lapse right now. The sun is off the hour hand because it's daylight savings time.
That's genius.
So it'll show you where the stars are. You can pull up the constellations. And if you look very carefully, it has a suggested video of the day.
Yeah.
Suggested video. So you click it, and it, boom, opens up the screen.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. And that's called the Flat Earth Sun and Moon Clock. It's on iTunes, and it's on the App Store and Google Plus. So Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app.
I'm going to get that because I find that fucking interesting. Because that's one thing I want is a better idea of the map. But how about the fact it's the UN's map? Right in plain sight. That's the United Nations map.
It shows you seasons also. It shows you how seasons work. Because if you look, the sun travels in and out between the tropics. And when it's on the inside, it's our summer. When it's on the outside, it's our winter and the southern summer. And it makes perfect sense. And just remember that wherever the sun is, it's noon. So right now it's noon in Australia. It's on the end of the west side of Australia.
That's fascinating.
It's pretty cool. It's got a bunch of features on it. It shows you your weather for the day. I'm always expanding it, making it more. It's fun. And the other thing is, every day I put a new video on it, but then it has the video archive. So if you're researching Flat Earth, you hit the video archive, you got a huge playlist of the best Flat Earth videos, whether it's mine, Jaronism's, it doesn't matter. There's all different stuff on there. And if you watch one good video a day, in 2 weeks, you'll be a flat earther.
Yeah. And what people have to understand
is you lose all your friends, your family will hate you, but you'll be there.
Yeah. It's like what people have to understand is the world is run by conspiracies. So like, why not try and figure them out? Everybody likes Sherlock Holmes. A group of bears is called a sleuth. Have fun with it. You may come to the conclusion that the earth isn't flat. But either way, it's a fucking fascinating riddle. You're the man. Thank you for coming on, dude. And you're welcome back anytime you want.
Anytime, man. You know how to reach me. You make me laugh every day. So it's great. My significant other and I took a long walk the other day listening to your podcast together. And it's just such an enjoyable few hours. Oh, so no, keep them up.
You're breaking another matrix. You're breaking another controlled matrix problem where all Jews hate me, which is such bullshit. You're Jewish and you laughed.
I'm hardly Jewish. I don't even know how I'm Jewish.
Most of them.
And if you ask me
which
holiday means what, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know because I don't care.
Yeah, but that's a lot of them. And a lot of those guys just like laughing and making fun of Sukkot tests and shit. But people are so programmed that if you make fun of any Jews, every Jew will hate you and shiver in fear. It's another fucking fear mechanism. All right, dude. Much love, and I'll talk to you soon.
And people, just research. Just look at watch some videos. Learn. Use your brain, and think. And don't let others influence your thought. Because if I did that, I wouldn't be talking about any of this.
Hell yeah.
Love you. Keep it up.
All right, peace.
Thanks.
All right, guys. That was wicked fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Judging by the comments, I was checking in. You guys seem to really enjoy it. Every now and then someone would say that I was like an idiot or something, but that's pretty par for the course. It's just interesting. And You know, could be, could not be, but the fear, fear is what they're selling. Because fear, you give up your own control. You know, it's like, it's such a sales technique. It just make people scared. Give up your guns. Give up your Fourth Amendment. Give up your First Amendment. Give up, you know. But if we don't do this, you know, someone's going to come rape us in a cornfield. And the worst case scenario, if the earth is flat, we're closer to God. Worst case scenario, the earth is a sphere. It is what we thought it was. Real good time. I'm going to go because the sun is setting, and I don't know what that means exactly yet because I'm still thinking about it. And I promised a little boy that I would hang out with him, so I will be opening Super Chats tomorrow. I'm here every day, guys. I'm not going anywhere. But if you want to get the new audio hour, it's at arkhavencomics.com, or you can, unauthorized.tv, subscribe there, because I'm not going to put my, I'm not going to build my castle on the sand that is YouTube, you know? The fact that they can just destroy one of their best customers, you know, the fact that the PewDiePie with 93 million viewers is like, I got to get out of here. But I really enjoyed the chat because I know a lot of you guys think Flat Earth is retarded and you weren't doing the cliche, this is also retarded. Because a lot of Christians know that that's what people do to them. That mockery as a control mechanism is ridiculous and everyone sees right through it. Where it's like, oh, you got a sky daddy in the clouds? Is that your crutch? Oh, you fucking, it's the same thing people do to everybody. And so just don't be that guy. And I'm guilty of it too. I make fun of people all the fucking time. I will say this though, it is my job, but hugepianist.com, you can't buy specials anymore because I have been kicked off PayPal because of Dave's tribe members. But this has been fun, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. At Owen Comedy on Twitter. I've never logged in. I don't run it, but it keeps you updated. I have been kicked off Twitter, and I respect their decision. You know, kick off all the funny, interesting people. And let's just watch Bert Kreischer be bisexual. What else do I – just unauthorized.tv and arkhavencomics.com. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. This has been a blast. And check out Dave, obviously, even though he's Jewish. But he's one of the good ones. See? He was a good Jew. He had to invent an app, though, didn't he? These people can't help themselves. All right. Bye.